Hi.
What's up, Connor?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I have a few boys clubs to talk about
today.
What
does your shirt say?
It says hardest tool in the industry, and then there's a big
Who gave this to you?
I bought it.
Where?
Carpet.
Wait, it's very thick.
It is thick.
It's like a thick t-shirt.
I know, it's a nice shirt.
Oh my god.
And then it's got like one of these on the back.
Yeah. I really like it.
Thank you.
You like
your shirt too.
Internet?
Where'd you get this?
Okay, so I got this in next to Pine Box Rock Shop from a vintage seller. I got a Bruce Springsteen. It's a Bruce Springsteen shirt if you're one of our visual or not a visual observer. And I got it closer to my dad, and he said that this was a really crazy, stupid purchase and that I shouldn't have spent $85 on this. And it's like,
yeah, I mean, $85. Did you go to L Train? Like, where was this?
No, I went to kind of a van across from Friends, New York City.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It was a seller. She was just sort of a seller, and she had a van.
And they are really marking up these t-shirts. I mean, there's a hole
but
back
this
here.
Is from the eight I,
I'm
of
just
course
kidding.
There is it's from the
I'm
80s
kidding, I'm
I, there
kidding.
Should be a hole back there. I wish there were. It's from the 1980s.
Well,
Ronald Reagan's America. Like, my I got it because my dad was really obsessed with Bruce Springsteen,
and because of Ronald Reagan, this is worth $85.
$85
where prices are at.
It survived all these things. Like, not a lot survived the 80s, and like, but this shirt did.
Wow.
So I got it, and he like was really he didn't think it was romantic at all. And it kind of reminded me when I was 3 years old.
Now, why would that be romantic?
Not like in a way.
Yeah.
More in like a, oh, like it's kind of like
capital R.
Romanticized.
Sure.
Romanticized.
Okay. Sure.
Can I get that shovel over there? We're going to dig me out. I guess. but one of my earliest memories is when I gave my dad a flower. I was literally 3 years, like the first house we ever lived in.
Oh,
and
that's
I gave
sweet.
Him, no, I gave him a flower and he said, you picked it out of the ground and now it's dead. Can you believe that?
Why did he say that to you?
Because, I mean, he's not wrong. But like, it is like, that's, it's a flower.
I guess maybe he was probably trying to get you to not keep picking the flowers.
It's also
out.
Like, it's not the woman across the street. It's a flower. Like, what? Why are you so pro flower rights? What's wrong with you?
I didn't kill a person. That's
yeah.
funny.
And
that's
it was
funny.
Like, there's nothing like, I still think this, like doing something that you think is going to be like received kindly. And then they're like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's tough. To be the clown.
To be, oh, to be the clown.
To be exposed like that is tough, especially at the young age of 3.
I know.
It's got to be one of your first memories.
Literally. And it's like everyone's kind of mourning Princess Diana at that time. Yeah. Not to out myself as whatever my age is. Because it was 7 years after. And it was like,
and we were still mourning. Yeah. Wait, you brought something up off pod before that was also one of the boys clubs I was going to talk about this
what?
Week. Which is, I know you just started this today, but I've been going to the gym without my headphones on.
Isn't it nice?
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, I think it's good.
Here's the problem. In general, I'm just trying to be off my phone as much as possible and like leave it at home when I can.
Yeah.
So if I'm like going to the gym around the street, like around the corner, I'll like just leave it at home because I find myself like, I'll listen to music and stuff or a podcast or whatever, but then I'm also like on Instagram between sets and stuff and it's just like not.
Wait, I have one question for you.
Please.
How do you time?
Remember these? Remember these watches?
No. Wait, how much was that?
You know, they gave this to me at work.
I got a stopwatch because I wanted to do what you just described. So then I got like one of those like dad basketball coach stopwatches.
Yeah.
And fully lost it after a day, which
for
is
sure,
why I don't have a Stanley.
Sure. You know, we should get you one, either a watch that'll stay on you, but we could also get you one with like a lanyard.
Yeah, I'll do it. I owe you a Christmas present still. And I think about it literally every day.
You don't owe me anything.
Nope. I will get you a Christmas present.
Okay.
I'm thinking a lot about
boys,
it.
Boys, check back in like 7 months, 8 months,
because
then
I'm worried that you're going to do something nice. Don't do anything. No, I mean, it's so weird. Don't give me anything. I was going to be like, don't give me anything for my birthday, but call it my Christmas present. Like, that'll be my Christmas present to you is whatever you
did. To just cancel
for
it
my
out?
Birthday. Yes.
Okay. Heard.
It's canceled. It's canceled.
What
out.
If I get you something like little?
I won't even notice it.
Okay.
Don't do it. Wait, but I really liked what you just said. Wait, so I think that people talk about a dopamine cleanse, and I know that's not really the same thing, but I do think that like we're always like subjected to things.
No, I'm with you on that. I've been trying to figure that out too because I feel like my attention span is not great anymore. And I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of things that like our phones do to us that we don't have a lot of control over. And especially as people in entertainment who have to use Instagram and shit like that. Like, I just want to be off it as much as I can.
I know, we're never alone.
I know. So I've been leaving my house like to go to the coffee shop to work or the gym and just leaving my phone at home. And it is like...
That's so beautiful.
It is so nice because... You forget about it if you're away from it for long enough. But if it's like even sitting across from me, I'm like, I don't know. It sucks. I hate that I'm so like powerless to it. But that just like is what
I know.
It
and
is.
If I go to the gym and I listen to music the entire time, like I'm gonna become totally like you can't listen to music for like 2 hours. Like that's gross. Like I don't think we should listen to music all day.
Yeah, it also has been nice to like just be like letting. I also feel like being bored, letting my mind go to places is like really restorative, like creatively.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. So I don't know. I've just like, cause I found myself like walking around on the subway, every place I would go, I was listening to a podcast in my head and it's like, I got to stop listening to other people and like let my own thoughts populate my head.
Completely.
You know?
completely. With that being said, have you considered listening to yourself? Because I sometimes listen to us.
I sometimes I'll listen to our podcast back, but other times I'm like, I can't listen to myself today. I can't hear this right now.
No, of course.
Boys, that's for you guys to listen to.
I do understand.
Okay, wait. I had two other things I wanted to bring up before we bring our guest in.
Totally.
The first is Temptation Island is back.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What channel? Peacock.
Okay, so it was 5 seasons on Peacock. Peacock let it go because they're dumb, and Netflix picked it up. And so they have a 6th season on Netflix. And anybody who doesn't know what this is, just a little recap. Basically, they take 4 heterosexual couples, they split them up, and then they populate the villas with singles of the opposite sex, because this is a hetero dating show. And they let them see if temptation wins. And then they show their partner footage from what's going on in the other villa. It's crazy. So obviously, it's like built for drama. It's
perfect. I just want to know who these people are. Who's the person who's like, oh, my cousin and his girlfriend are going on Temptation Island. She's an accountant and he runs a pharmacy.
Literally, like, every time. Okay, so a lot of it is like, sometimes it's people who are like, this person, my partner cheated on me early in the relationship and we haven't been able to get past it. So we're bringing this to like the ultimate test to be like, if you can be faithful through all this, where we can let that go.
Totally.
So I sometimes understand that if that's like a roadblock for people, it seems like a really crazy way to like address the roadblock. It's like there's couples therapy, but like whatever.
I would be like, what do your parents think of this? Is that okay to say?
No, totally. I mean, this brings up what we were talking about before. When we were like, when a woman gets picked for The Bachelorette, they're like, yes, Catherine, the NICU's going to miss you.
No, literally.
And then when like somebody gets on like one of these shows, it's like,
because they do hometown visits. Yeah, they do hometown visits. So like on The Bachelorette, they'll be like, oh, we're going to see meet your family. Could you imagine my parents on the couch like, hey, Dan. So Connor's one of the finalists. Okay.
I actually couldn't picture your family. I feel
like
at all.
My dad would be like, what do you want?
They would feel so put on, I think. Like, I think they would like, not
can
like
you give
it.
Us a line reading? Like, he's just like, what are we saying?
But anyway, Temptation Island is back. I recommend anybody who's looking for something to watch right now, check it out on Netflix because it's one of the best shows.
I'm going to check it out.
It's every season, there's always a guy who cheats immediately. There's always a couple who makes it out unscathed somehow. And then there's always like, what I love about it, the host is incredible. I thought he had like his name is Mark L. Wahlberg.
Different one. Oh my God. Wait.
Different one.
No, I know the one. The one that you're describing to me is the different one. Because
yes.
I watched Russian Roulette.
Yes.
The game show.
Yes.
Watched that?
No, but I know that's what he's from.
He watches in like 2004.
I know. He's been working a long time. But the way that he deals with these folks.
Do you know how that game works?
Russian Roulette. I can imagine.
It's like. But it's like a trivia board, and if it lands on you, it, in retrospect, it was like a gun, but they were standing on a kind of a gun, and if it landed on you, you fall into a pit.
Okay.
And you're just eliminated. I loved any elimination game.
Yeah.
So it was like a mini Survivor. But
I'm
like
going to take a
minutes.
Quick tangent for a second because
that's
you said
roulette.
I know. Because you said roulette. I have been trying to get this joke to work, and it has not worked yet, and every time I want it to work. But anyway, I do a joke about talking about using the men's restroom as somebody who has to sit to pee and having to like, and just talking about guys not being social in the bathroom and being like, talk to me, I'm bored. And my line is that I'm like, I'm back here waiting on a stall to open up playing shit roulette, and it never works. And I always want it because I think the phrase shit roulette is so funny. But
have you said it to men?
I've said it enough times that I just don't think it works.
I have this joke that when I say it, I'm doing a tangent on a tangent on a tangent, but I have a joke that only works when I say it to men, I've realized. And the joke is, and you like this joke, so this is correct. Who do you know who doesn't like this joke? Stupid girls. Stupid politically correct girls. So the joke is,
Connor Janda canceled on podcast.
When I was 11, I ejaculated blood. People always talk about, when people say safe sex, they're talking about condoms, but no one ever talks about the real threat of pulling too hard.
I love that joke. Maybe people who have something to pull understand. People who don't understand.
I did it
as
one
much.
Time for a bunch of delinquent guys over at Pine Box Rock Shop, and they loved it. I was like, oh, this is the audience for that.
Well, now you know. Next time you're at
I
Pine
might
Box
go to the
Rock
Grizzly
Shop.
Pear just to get that high. Just to get the high of making these men laugh.
They go, we love that fruitcake. And then you remember why you can't go back.
And
there.
Then I'll do my F slur joke that I wrote at the Grizzly Pear.
I mean, you gotta play with the ball that you've been given. Anyway, we were talking about so I thought Mark L. Wahlberg of Russian Roulette, right? Russian Roulette,
yeah.
And Temptation Island fame must have had like a PhD in like I don't know therapy or something because he's so good about like helping them work through these really intense emotions where he and the four people in the villa have to like watch the footage from the other house, and a lot of times they're watching their partner like. fully hook up with somebody else. Last night we watched an episode where the guy had a threesome and like this girl had to watch that. Like, it's intense. But he like does such a good job of being like, we're gonna get through this together. You're gonna find growth through this. And like just like really grounding them. And every season, Mark and his girls just like rally it together. They like, I don't know. I feel like the girls always come out like on top. They're like dumping these lame boys that they're with. And they're, I don't know. So it's very.
Mark Lewis Wahlberg. We love him on this show.
Luigi Wahlberg.
I mean, I can't get out of bed when I see a guy I did it 2 years ago brought another guy to Michigan. You know what I mean? So I can't even imagine.
Well, we should. Current, Mark, we're getting you on the podcast, okay?
Your current lover.
I know. Who you came with 3 days ago.
Is just devastating.
I know. It's terrible. But
and then do they get to go back to the villa and be like, where are you, Adam? And like find a different guy and kind of.
Yeah.
Yes. That's nice.
So last night they were doing this thing where, and this is the last thing I'll say, we'll move on, but they had these two, like basically tents where they could, where there were no cameras. So like everywhere else in the villa, there's cameras, but they could go in these tents and get away.
Just like the word tent is so interesting. Go on.
Well, what's hilarious is the girls have like a bougie, like full like tent with like a couch in it. Like one of those like really nice, like fancy tents. The guys have like a fucking, like it's like they ran out of money and they were like, can somebody go down to the Bass Pro Shop and get these guys a tent? Like it's just a tent.
It's funny to me that you like this because I feel like you would have liked Bachelor in Paradise, but it just like never really crossed your desk. And it's,
I mean, I'm familiar with it. I just never really got into the Bachelor franchise in general.
No, totally, for sure. Completely. But,
except for Gabby Windy, shout out.
Well, she never really got into it either. Or she escaped it, I guess.
Yeah, she got out the other. She's the only success story from that show by my book. All right. You got anything else?
No.
All right, we'll bring our guest in.
Yes.
Boys, we have an incredible guest today. This performer is an amazing stand-up, but also character performer that I've seen on a bunch of lineup shows, and they're also part of the Mod House team at UCB, which is an incredible, incredible character showcase. You should definitely check them out every Monday at 7 p.m. at the UCB here in New York City. Boys, please welcome Etzen Montenegro.
Yay!
Woo! Welcome!
Thank you,
wait,
guys.
Is there only one Mod House team?
No, there are six.
Are you mad at me for saying?
No.
The more the merrier.
Sometimes when I'm like, when some people say like this thing that like only we know, I'm like, no one else is going to know what we're talking about.
Well, you know, I feel like UCB does have a name recognition among like definitely people. I feel like people come to New York to see like The Cellar and UCB.
You run New York. You run New York.
Who run the world? Us.
UCB.
I think that because there was this other, not to be negative, this isn't negative, right? Sorry. But there was this other improv thing that moved here and they were like, New York's new comedy home. And I was like, okay, that's gentrified. Like, that's literally like, oh, yeah. No one asked for this.
When they shut down a whole like record shop that was like a staple of the community and we're new like, you know what they need? Home. Six people making things up on the spot
literally.
For six nights a week.
It's like, we're good. Thank you. We're good. Yeah, no one asked for a new home.
Comedy's had a home and it's been here.
We're set.
Are you on Julia's team?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Our queen.
I love her. That's so cool.
Former
okay.
guest of the pod.
So you were kind of, you looked lit up when I was talking about Temptation Island, but I gather from your expressions that you haven't seen it before.
That's right.
Okay. Because it's pretty crazy. Anytime I bring it up to somebody, everybody has the same reaction. Like, they're putting this on television.
As
they
a concept,
for sure are.
Imagine working in the casting office of that show, where you're like, this couple's too stable. We need somebody else.
No,
and like
literally.
Scanning through documents.
Literally, they have to find people that are like, obviously gonna break up. Like, they always have to find these people that are like clearly gonna step out, otherwise it like wouldn't be a good show. But
is it usually like stable woman, crazy man?
You know, it kind of depends. Sometimes they're equally crazy and just clearly bad for each other.
Totally.
Sometimes one partner is crazier than the other. I will say, I feel like, and don't come for me, anybody who knows more than I do, I can't remember all these seasons, but I'm pretty sure every year a man steps out first.
Whoa.
I'm pretty sure. There might be a season or two where a woman does, but I don't think so.
I like the way you say step out, because it's kind of like, it's just a funny way to describe it.
Cheats, whatever. Hooks up somebody else.
I'm taking a sidestep this way.
Sorry. El Matador, just kind of, you know.
Who's that guy who goes, slide to the left?
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Slide. The Cha-Cha Slide.
Yeah, but who sings it?
Oh, we
don't even know.
Do we know who sings the Cha-Cha Slide?
No one's ever known.
It's uncredited.
Kind of I was going to say DJ Mongo, but I feel like that's just a made-up thing that I came up with just now.
I feel like it's got to be like a DJ, though.
DJ
Are you
something.
Into line dances?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that question. As a concept, yes. In execution, no. Never have done it, but I just got cowboy boots.
I was
going to
say.
As I mentioned when I walked in.
I think you're ready for the queer line dance.
I think so, too. I posted on my Instagram story, do I wear my pants out or do I wear my pants in? Because I don't know. So I think it's in because I think it looks better, but totally. Literally 15 people were like, out. It's always out.
But
like,
who are those people? Your enemies?
Cowboys.
I think it's like a comp. It's 50% oomphs and 50% people who like I've never spoken to before. And I'm like, thank you for responding for the first time in my life on my Instagram story. Mm. I think it looks better.
Did anyone say in?
One person.
I'm going to, wait, is it still up there? I'll go respond.
I'm getting his right vote in right now. See, I feel like it depends on the pant, probably. I don't know. I mean, I think they look good. It's just hard because it's like you want to show off all this boot.
And yeah,
it's hard
and there's to, like so much.
And especially when there's so much nice detail on that.
There's so much décolletage on it.
Yeah, you get in there too.
Yeah, no. Here, just rip the legs off, you guys.
I think what feels weird when I
we
wear
each
boots
take a boot
with the pant. I mean, that's why they call them boot cut jeans.
Someone just said that, and literally my mind was blown.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
I just blew my own mind. I didn't realize until right now.
Boot cut is because it helps support the boot.
Because the issue with you have normal pants, good job, but like I feel like with normal pants with boots it's like thick, there's like a, it's so it like stretches it out, not in a bad way, but it's just like what's going on here.
Crazy that you just profiled my pants. They've actually gone through a lot.
Crazy. No, I believe
they're
that.
Not normal. Okay,
wait, so these are from L Train Vintage.
These are from L Train
Vintage. Don't tell us where you live, but which one did you get these at?
One that is not near my house, near Bushwick.
Cool.
In Bushwick, actually.
Cool. Now, okay. Is that the big one?
Yeah,
there's the so one next to the Pine Box there. Rock Shop.
That one.
That exact one, yes.
Wait, another piece of information. Did you know Pine Box Rock Shop is called that because they built coffins?
I did know that. Did you know that? So somebody told me that it was sometime when I was on a mic there.
Well, then why isn't there phone service there? That sort of doesn't help
because
me
the ghosts are back there.
If it's
clogging it up.
It can be the worst place in America. I was there on Monday night, and it's a pretty dark place.
Not the ghost.
It has a real capacity to have either, because I've done spots there or mics there where it's like packed and it's fun, and then you do some, and it can be a total bomb factory too. It really depends.
Yeah, my favorite story was this. it was awesome. Everyone who was on the lineup, it was like 30 people, had like this like ornate like intro sequence and like a video of like nature. Then I went on stage and like nothing played, and I went, out of 30 people, you guys forgot to do my intro video. I felt so excluded, but it's okay. That person and I are still friends.
So they have tech capabilities at Pine Box.
Yeah, no Wi-Fi. It's a real.
Isn't that crazy? They're like we have full tech capabilities, Q Lab, a booth. But nothing will connect to it.
I feel like someone's going to write in, password is PineBox01. And I'm going to be like, okay, totally.
PineBox password.
Never occurred to me to even ask for a password to Wi-Fi.
The password is bones and all. Okay, wait, what was the other thing? Oh, no headphones. No headphones at the gym. Are you ever in this boys club?
I love not wearing headphones around. But then, like, in my mind, when I'm on the train, like, no headphones, just kind of like looking around, I see everyone like slouched over on their phone. Then I'm on like a moral high horse where I'm like, you guys are like so 2 years ago. I'm in a new era.
Yes. I
just feel so above in that moment, which is not good. Like, I need something to humble me, because then I realize
totally.
Like, once I get off the train, I will be back
right back in, right back plugged in. Yeah. No, I'm the same way where like sometimes if I, for whatever reason, don't put my headphones on and I'm looking around and I'm like, damn, these freaking sheep. These sheep.
Bah for me, sheep.
Bah.
Wait, not to be psycho, I'm really curious about like what I would create if I was completely divorced of all technology for 4 days. Like,
just 4 days, huh?
Even one day, even an afternoon. Like 3 hours without what you said, it's so true. Like 3 hours without your phone, it's like your brain actually like kind of goes for an excursion.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
is at rest. And like, I feel like right now with access to the phone, you're always like, information, feed me information, give me information. You're just like checking, you're not even checking anything. You're just checking all of it at the same time. And it's like very counterproductive, just creative.
It's not very like, I don't know. I don't feel very like grounded when I'm on my phone. I don't really feel very present on my phone. Obviously, like you're saying, like I'm taking something in, but I'm not taking anything in.
I feel like if I was disconnected, this is something that I want to share with the group, which is that I used to write like fan fiction when I was younger.
Hell yeah.
I wrote what? America's Next Top Model fan fiction.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know they were doing this in the non-scripted space. I didn't realize. I thought this was only for like fiction.
And Final Destination fan fiction.
How interesting.
I know.
Wow, really like how people would die. The gamut there.
Yeah, and I was like 12 when I was writing this. I was like, and then she falls off the treadmill, and then a dumbbell falls on the treadmill, and it falls on her head, and she gets decapitated.
Honestly, pretty good.
That's my Barry's Bootcamp fear, you know.
Really?
Well, my fear is like, I just think you're doing planks really close to those treadmills, and I just think they're gonna take your little heels off.
See, that's what I'm scared of. But like, if I had like no phone, no headphones, no nothing, I feel like I'd like tap back into that space and like write something like macabre. Like, I love horror stuff. So I'm like, I feel like that's where my brain would go.
Now, were you doing macabre things with the America's Next Top Model fan fiction as well, or was that more grounded?
You know what's macabre about that? Like, actually Googling high fashion models and downloading JPEGs into a folder and, like, giving each girl, like, a different name. Wow. I was like, she's such a Mackenzie, and then, like, I was able to file Mackenzie.
Wait, I have to tell you something. I just realized that I did this with Survivor. I just wouldn't have called it fan fiction. But when I was a child, I didn't have the language. But
I didn't have the fun.
I also would pull out of a hat for who would get eliminated.
Wait, Connor, I need to tell you something. I did the same thing, but with people who I went to college with. I did this until I was 23 years old, you guys.
So you would do your own, like, in your head.
Yeah, it was called University Island. I would, like,
Did they know about it?
No. It exists.
University Island actually sounds like a great name for a show.
Oh, yeah. I, like, made up the challenges. I would literally create, like, narratives in my head of, like, two people who I hated, like, in the bottom two. And I'm like, who would the group vote for? And I'm like, obviously Grace.
I love that. That's so funny. Wait, so what you did these with actual contestants, not people you knew?
I believe they were, like, actual contestants, or perhaps I found fake photos on the internet of people and gave them names. Like, I think that's what it was.
Just, like, stock images of, like, a nice family.
Yes. Like, this is, like, pre-laptop. Like, this was,
home desktop.
Totally. Yeah. Internet desktop. Explorer vibes. Yeah.
Firefox. Yeah. Family desktop.
I mean, I watched Survivor since I was six. Like, it was, like, I was quite young and, you know, pretty ingrained in the culture.
Yeah.
Plugged in.
Yeah. That's, and, like, so I remember so much about the early years of Survivor that it's, like, crazy that I have that in my brain. Like, I could tell you anything where, like, the first 10 seasons, and then I kind of fall off. But that's, like, literally, like, 22 years ago. And 24 years ago.
How many episodes of television is that? Like, 240?
So many. It would come out every Thursday, but then it switched to Wednesday, which I thought was a lot less fun and sexy.
Yeah. But no one likes Wednesdays.
Thursdays are fun.
Thursday was a fun time. It was on Thursdays at 8 at CBS.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was really great for a while.
CBS, get back out there. Do some more Survivor.
Mark Burnett. I think Jeff Probst is a fucking moron. But, like, I said what I said, and I said
again.
I'll say it 10 more times.
Wow. I didn't know you had this kind of feeling about Jeff Probst.
Unless we get really big really soon, then we should cut this.
Jeff, if you're listening, we don't mean it.
Jeff, like, writes in. He's like, I cannot believe my two favorite podcasters talk shit about me on the internet.
He is a goof ass. Jeff, if you've been a fan this long, it's on you for not speaking
up. He's always saying something weird about women. He's always, like, kind of celebrating these dumb men.
You know who they need?
Parvati.
Mark L. Wahlberg.
Mark L. Wahlberg.
Our king. Totally, our king. Totally. No, I'm telling you guys, if you saw the way this man talks, you'd think he must have a degree in this. He's just been doing, not just, but he's been doing, like, hosting his whole life.
Wow. I mean, 22 years ago, he was, like, helping people out of a pit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, sorry, they literally fell into a pit.
Now he's helping out of people out of emotional pits.
He's hosted things always. Like, I forget what else he hosted in the middle, but I feel like he was always, like, a host.
I was literally on his Wikipedia last night being like, this guy must be a therapist. No, he's fully hosted for, like, the last three decades.
Do you remember any other shows?
I can't picture what he looks like in my head. Because to me,
he looks like every guy.
He looks
Mark Wahlberg from Ted.
No, it's not him. It's a different. And they very specifically put Mark L. Wahlberg, because, I mean, that would be tough to have the same name as somebody.
Mark with a K or Mark with a C?
K. So it's the same spelling.
Literally same spelling. Yeah.
Who was that man that used to host The Bachelor? No one's going to know this. That then got kind of canceled.
Yes.
Not Jesse.
No. What is his name? Yeah, I can picture him. Chris.
Chris.
Oh wait, Chris. I know who you're talking about.
It's so hard when the brain knows, but it won't give the information. I actually feel like a chemical reaction.
Somebody at home is screaming it, and thank you. We're gonna hear you from the future, Chris.
And he was canceled back when we were still doing that, which I think we should be doing again.
Yeah, back in 2021.
Can we bring back, like, a little bit of cancel culture?
Wait, speaking of cancel, I'm so sorry to bring up another tangent. Do you guys know the scandal of the series I Love Money from VH1?
No.
Okay, so do you remember, like, Rock of Love, I Love New York, Flavor of Love, all those shows from VH1.
I never saw those.
I was in seventh. I always have to bring up age.
You're always like, stop bringing up my age. The only person who puts a date stamp on anything is you.
We're actually in a post age era.
Yeah, we're post headphones age. And we're post age.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I was in seventh grade. I remember, like, I Love New York was very, like, characteristic to my seventh grade.
Yeah, it was, like, everything to me. But there was, like, an offshoot series called I Love Money where they brought the biggest personalities onto an island in Mexico, and they would, like, compete in challenges, and, like, I think the grand prize is, like, $1 million.
Anyway,
it went on for three seasons. Middle of the third season, it gets canceled. Why? because the winner, who is also a contestant on another show called Megan Wants a Millionaire, was convicted of murder. Oh. What did he do? He killed his then wife so he could compete on the show and like go and like, you know, do his own thing.
She said no.
Dismembered. Dismembered. Put her into a suitcase.
I hate that word. Whoa. Dismembered.
Put her into a suitcase. And then they canceled that whole series and then canceled every part of like that whole universe.
Wow. They're like, who are we attracting?
One bad apple can really move.
Okay, so one guy dismembers his wife and now nobody can win $1 million in Mexico. Wow, VH1.
I feel like that must have changed casting. They'd have to be like, okay, like, how about have you ever dismembered anyone? Like, just like, because like, we want you to be crazy, but
name,
not like
crazy. Name, age, star sign, and last question. Have you ever dismembered anybody?
What do you think about chainsaws?
And if yes, were they related to you?
The team is really in love with your personality.
Yeah. So we're going to show you a couple images. You see a suitcase, your wife, and a chainsaw. What are you thinking? What are you thinking here?
Reality TV can be anything. And like, I've always like have loved competition shows. Like not really.
Me too.
Yes, I can sense that with you.
Me too.
I love competition. Like when I was in like fourth grade, there was this show.
Here we go again with the timestamp.
It was called, I think it
and
was
what year
called,
was fourth grade?
I think this was before. I think it was called, people were still going to school. I think it was called King of the Jungle. And it was, they were competing to have an Animal Planet show. Is that what that channel's called?
Yeah, yeah.
What? Animal, to have a whole show on Animal Planet. And
as
the
a
hot
human.
Girl, I think the hot girl won. Yeah.
And then what would she do?
And that girl?
Like, what?
Wait, like Steve Irwin.
Oh, like she would be like a.
I'm Lindsay and I'm in Africa. It's kind of like that.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Heather in Uganda.
So they're just like getting personalities to be a host of a show.
It was, yes. But like, I feel
okay,
like
whatever happened to casting, like what?
No, but this was true of Broadway as well, because this was like not, this was a little maybe before, but like The Search for the Next Elle Woods.
Of course, you're right.
Whoa. And that's a throwback.
And You're the One That I Want, where they cast Grease. And then in the UK, they did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. All through a reality show.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So it's like American Idol, but for a specific production.
For one, it's like American Idol, but like you have to go and do this show for a while, or you get to.
And
do
the
show
is about animals.
Yes. Like it was. They were like zoo people.
Okay, so it's zookeepers with good personalities trying to be the next Steve Irwin.
I have to Google it. Like I think the girl that won was named like Lindsay or something, or Kelly. Mm. She was just like a cute blonde girl. I'm pretty sure. And I always rooted for a hot girl in a way where it's like, why is that?
But I just like love the idea of like her getting like sent off to like the Galapagos Islands.
I know, literally. It's like sometimes you win $1 million and sometimes you win a really hard job in a really remote
location.
The
Apprentice. Did you ever watch The Apprentice?
Well, of course.
Say what you will about whatever. Sorry, just saying, like, what's funny is like The Apprentice.
He should have
egg.
Literally. He should have stopped there. If he had just made that show, he would have been fine.
Not fine.
He obviously did so many horrific things in his time, but
awful.
Come on.
But what was better than The Apprentice, but I like the idea of like a business reality show, because what I liked was there was a show called The Pitch, and it would be competing advertising agencies, and they'd be competing.
This is real?
You would like this. Yes. And it was on for literally one season in the year 2012 of our Lord, and it was just like different ad agencies like warring for clients, and that was, and it wasn't dramatic. They would like literally like you'd watch like their. I was like, I'm gonna be in marketing, and like
Dentsu, Havas, Razorfish. You are the final three.
You think I didn't almost take a job at Havas Chicago for $39,000 a year, where I'd be managing spreadsheets?
Oh my god!
You don't think that was my dream job?
They would be giving out 39k salary, and
they had
in
a Coke
year,
fountain.
Good lord!
But then they'd be,
but
like,
they can't pay you more.
But here's the thing: they'd be like, oh, but you get overtime, and it's like, oh, I'm not gonna be your overtime.
That was what they did at my paralegal job too. I think it was 39K, but we made like,
that's a trap. Yeah, overtime's a trap because you don't want to stay there. You don't want to be there longer.
Totally.
Than
yeah. You worked at Havas Chicago?
No, it was my dream job.
Oh, I worked at Havas Chicago.
Oh, shut
you really?
I did an internship there.
It's an amazing office.
It's like literally so beautiful.
Oh.
I befriended like one of the only other gay guys like in that office.
Really?
Yeah, I was like,
I mean, there aren't all gay guys there.
No, it was like super straight, which was super surprising.
I was almost a media planner there.
Period.
I feel like a lot of the gays in media are in New York or LA. Not yeah. that Chicago wasn't too, but.
No, if you're in Chicago and you're a gay guy working in media.
You used to play football.
Yeah.
I feel like gay guys who used to play football live in Chicago.
Wait, I hate that you're describing someone I'd be so attracted to.
No, like literally same.
Sorry, I'm getting you both excited.
You're
right.
Like, how big are his calves?
They
theoretically.
Are huge. He's always doing leg day. That's his
I
split.
Just got a new calf exercise. No one cares. But my calves have been really sore. I guess, isn't it crazy when you do a new one, new exercise, and you're like, oh, like what have I been doing this whole time?
I have small calves, and I don't like it.
No, no one can. But you have big boots.
I have big boots.
That kind of solves the problem.
It looks like my calves are filling out the boot. It's literally just leather and air.
I'm upset because I could talk to you about Havas Chicago for the rest of the episode, but then it's like that wouldn't be fun for anyone. But like, I also almost worked at this other agency where Arby's would have been one of my clients. Same thing, like $39,000 and overtime. And
you could have been the guy who says, "We have the meats."
Could you imagine me be like, "Hi, Arby's HQ. I'm your media planner, Connor, from I forget what the agency was. It began with an M. I don't know.
Who knows? Well,
like impotent. No, that can be right. Like an I maybe.
Imbecile.
Yeah.
Intuitive. Yeah. Intuition. In. I don't know.
Intuit.
I don't, maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe.
I'm trying to think of other, I remember, what was the one on MTV? Library? Quiet Library?
Oh my God.
Where they like couldn't make noise. Do you remember that one on MTV?
No. They had like a laugh-o-meter, like based on like how hard they were laughing. And it, like they did like ridiculous challenges in libraries and the whole point was like to not make noise.
Yeah.
Wait, and it would be on at like 4 p.m.?
Yeah, it was like an after school kind
then
of thing.
They would like, do quick cuts or like smash cuts to like an old lady being like...
And being
yeah, exactly.
Is MTV over?
And then all these kids I feel like MTV still exists.
I just remember an MTV.
Yes, because RuPaul. Drag Race.
Oh, that's on MTV.
RuPaul, heard of her?
That's crazy.
You know the one?
I had no idea that was MTV.
I just realized it was MTV because I saw a billboard of RuPaul for Drag Race the other day, and it said MTV, and I was like, that's got to be the only thing.
That photo is going.
They should get into scripted sitcom. That's what MTV should do. They should do that.
MTV, are you listening? We have business pitches for you.
You should do scripted sitcom.
This is the pitch. should we get into some boys clubs?
Yes. I just want to know, what do you feel like is a boys club that you are not a part of?
Okay. That's a great question. Thank you for asking. Esteemed judges.
Sharks.
Okay. Mine.
Your teeth are crazy.
Thank
it's
you.
So rude to talk about people's bodies.
No, they are beautiful.
Thank you. Braces and Sensodyne.
Wow.
Okay. That's a plug. Sponsor the pod.
Thank you.
Mine, I texted Jackson, the producer, like, if this is okay to say, but mine was Tate McRae fans, and in parentheses, sorry about that.
Okay, boys club you're not a part of. I would also say I'm not a part of this boys club. I don't really even know where Tate McRae came from or how she became.
Canada.
Are you kidding?
Well, there you go.
No way.
That's why she's so nice.
I had this whole story written about her of like she was in she grew up in Tennessee.
You're doing pop star.
She wanted to go into country, but her voice was too unique. So then, like, she got scooped up by Atlantic.
Wait, like, voice too unique is like drag her. It's like you don't want a unique voice.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, but it's like you also want it to sound like good, like everybody
else.
To me, she
sounds like if Britney had like three helium balloons before like doing a line of coke. Because to me, she's like.
You know, can I be honest? Say. I don't even know if I listen to her right now if I would know a song.
There's only
access to really... my Dexes. Da, 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 da,
literally
da,
couldn't da, tell you how like what that sounds like.
Needy.
Little bit needy.
That was greedy. Wait, my favorite song from her is what came out when she was 16 years old and I was a little older, and it came out during coronavirus, and it was
she's been around for that long?
Oh, she's been around forever. She was on So You Think You Can Dance.
What?
And that was like so
as
many years
star?
Ago.
As a star?
Yes, as a child also. I didn't know.
So she thought she could
that.
Dance.
Wait, so did we find out, could she dance?
So she's kind of
that's
interesting.
I love that name of it for a show because it's so antagonistic. So you think you can dance?
Yeah. Well, I'll never forget my grandfather. My whole family watched So You Think You Can Dance at the Shore. My grandfather died in 2008, and I'm sorry, and on July 13th, and because the calendar app, the calendar app,
it's the 13th.
It's the 17th, which is the day of his wake. And the day after, I was supposed to be in a play, but I had to miss one of the plays. And then there was no, because of the funeral, and there was not a meeting about any blocking changes or anything. And here's the thing, when you're in a play, if you're going to miss for your grandfather's funeral, you really want there to be like blocking changes. Like, it's just like, how insignificant am I to this play? And it's like, I got a dead grandfather and no star
and a
quality.
Dead career.
So you come back, you're like, so you guys didn't miss me.
Gramp, open that casket up. I'm getting in with you.
It's like, I could be at this play. I could not be at this play. And then, and you know, when you're on the ledge, people are like, oh, people will miss you, will they? It's like, well, they wouldn't have a meeting about it. They won't.
Wow.
They won't change any of the choreography.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't know how I got on that tangent on
your
podcast.
Oh, so you think you can dance?
We were watching So You Think You Can Dance, and he's like, how many episodes? This is such a dumb show. And then my mom was like, how many times do they play baseball? Like that. Yeah, she came to
the
bat.
The way that she just like advocated for allyship in that moment.
She said, let them dance.
She said, let them dance.
She was the mayor in Footloose. Yeah. She said, let them dance.
Okay, wait. So Tate McRae was she one of the dancers?
The child. Well, that show is not like
it's not like star and dancer like Dancing with the Stars. It's like it's like a contestant and then professional dancers, right?
No,
they're all contestants.
All contestants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have a question. Yeah. Logistically speaking, if I'm like, I don't know, a famous ballerina, but I moved from Norway and I wanted to audition for the show, would I be disqualified? Because to me, it's like, why would you be professional? Is it like all professional dancers or people who are like, I do this like in my garage when no one's looking?
I think it's more like, I feel like it's more like people who would be on like Last Comic Standing for comedians, like people that are up and coming, but don't have like the money yet.
Totally.
Or the viewership yet.
That makes sense to me.
It feels like it's more and like kind of like less than American Idol where it's like some people literally just sing in their house and are like secret talent.
Right.
I think it's a little bit more like, they've had some real training. And
there'd always be like one person who's like, we found this guy in the subway.
Like, true. Awesome. We're like, this guy was on the street waiting in line.
That would always be like kind of like the whole, like a story. So I feel like the average person was kind of like, no, they're a dance. They've danced their whole lives. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Okay. So Tate McRae was a child dancer on this show.
Child dancing prodigy.
Wow.
She was a child dancing prodigy. And then she started writing music. And then she at first was kind of more of a vocalist. She had this big song come out called You Broke Me First that kind of like launched things for her. It came out when she was 16.
Okay.
And I really loved it. And I was a little older and it did feel weird to be into this song that this like child wrote called You Broke Me First. But that's okay. And so then
But you know, Olivia Rodrigo had driver's license when she was under 18.
I know.
Really?
I'm pretty sure, right?
And I love Olivia Rodrigo, but I didn't like that song.
Like that song?
No,
that song took the world by storm.
Well, I like So American.
I know. I love all her stuff.
Yeah. She's like. Did you see her at Lollapalooza Chile?
No.
They had a Lollapalooza Chile?
I had no idea this even existed.
Sorry, I'm like, so did they have this too?
Y'all see, there was a Lollapalooza at the Chili's.
Lollapalooza, Applebee's.
Wait, I could be like totally wrong, but like as I see it, they did one in Chile and they did one in Argentina. And they were like back-to-back nights, kind of like where that gay festival does DC in New York, and they just swapped.
Wow. So they ignored Panama.
Wow.
Okay, geography.
I actually don't know where Panama is.
Well, it was where Survivor Season 7 was.
Close, but...
Pearl Island.
Are you good with geography?
I mean, I feel like I was... When I was a kid, I remember being like, oh, I feel like I'm good at like maps and stuff. Like I could remember where they were and things like that. But I mean, like as an adult, no.
I cheated to get into the geography B in sixth grade, and then I was eliminated on the question worst to bet.
That's a toughie.
It was tough.
It's right above China, but it's tough.
Well, and actually, the question wasn't worst to bet, but it was like context clues. It was
who's
like
Tibet.
Oh, totally. It's reverse engineering.
It was just, what's this? And you said I don't know.
And I remember the person was like, I think the word Tibet is a clue, and to me, and I was in sixth grade, majorly overweight. Really. And it's just like, I was just like obsessed with elimination games and I wanted to be in a B. Like I just had to be in a B.
I didn't even know they did geography Bs.
They did geography Bs. And then in fourth grade, I got eliminated in the spelling bee on the word unconstitutional. I forgot the AL. But I'm like, I have a learning disorder. Like I think spelling bees are weird.
Gosh, you got so close.
Don't you think that?
You got all the way to constitution?
It's like, if I got that far, I just feel like it clearly is sort of like another issue.
Like, I just like hear so like a judge in the back going like, he had so much potential. There's like in every
he spelled that
show.
P-O-N-T. And she
also like you don't need to spell like kids don't like I think spelling is stop. I hope I have a child that can't spell. I think that'd be the sweetest thing in the world. Like anytime someone's
an illiterate
dyslexic,
child.
Well, like, even dyslexic, it's like, God, you see the world in a little way.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know,
that's very sweet.
What would you name your kids if you want kids?
John.
Love that.
After my dad, and then I would call him JJ, like Hota Hota, but my dad doesn't like that. He said he doesn't like the letters J next like together.
It also wouldn't be Junior because it skipped.
No, but like, what?
Because like you
John
would,
Janda.
Because it would have to be Connor Jr.
No, but it would be Hota Hota. Like Hota means J.
I know that.
So John Janda.
No, I understand. But you're saying you want it to be John Jr.?
Oh, I don't know.
That wouldn't
I
work.
I guess that's true.
Because it would skip the generation.
But not Johnny. Johnny's too
never
like
Johnny.
I don't, hey, Johnny.
Yeah. Isn't Johnny like, I don't believe in your potential? That's like, but like JJ.
If we have any Johnny listeners, we're sorry.
I feel like JJ's going to hang a shelf.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say it now, I stand with Johnny's.
And we on this podcast stand with Johnny's.
Okay, wait, what would your child's name be? Don't say Connor.
Well, I wasn't going to.
If something awful
and don't
happens,
say Edson.
Wait, but if something terrible happens, it might be Connor.
If something terrible happens, no, we'll name the bill after you.
Thank you for bringing up that joke.
Of course.
I should bring that joke back.
I love that joke. I don't know.
You'll have to wonder what it was. Sorry,
I don't think I have any off the top of my head. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's something I would have to, like, I don't know. I don't know. Because part of me was like, what's it? I don't know. I'm on the spot. I can't think of anything.
Phoebe.
That's a nice name. Isabella's nice.
Ooh, Isabella.
But I feel like then I'm going to think of people. Sing to me, Paolo. I think I'm going to would always think of people I know, and then it would be like, oh.
That's why, like, the name that I choose has to be so far away from any semblance of my life.
What are the options?
Elias, who's named after my grandpa. So
beautiful.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
But not like friends. Yes.
That's a beautiful name.
Daughter.
What if I take yours?
I'm like binarying names.
I know, right? I was just having the same thing where if I'm a girl or a boy, and I'm like, well.
Oh, I thought the name was daughter. And I was like, okay, that's amazing.
With a GH or what? DOTTE. Well,
speaking of GH.
It's like, that feels so dystopian.
Her name would be Ashley.
GH.
EY.
Oh, yeah.
My mom wanted to name me Ashley, but then when I popped out the way that I was, my dad was like, Ashley's not going to work. And he was watching the soccer game while my mom was like, conceive it. Not that. What's it called? When the,
giving birth.
That. Yeah. When she was giving birth. And it was the Brazilian team, which is his favorite soccer team. And their star player was Pele, whose birth name is Edison, but his nickname is Edson.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's
cool. So I'm named after a soccer player.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
Apparently one of the greats of all time.
One of the greats of all time.
Yeah, that's so cool. Is your father from Brazil or just a big fan?
No, my dad is from Guatemala. I forgot. Where is he from? My dad's from Guatemala. My mom's from El Salvador.
Don't ask Connor to point it on a map.
Guatemala Survivor Season 11.
But he knows that. He does know that.
Stephanie LaGrosa said gay and the R word.
Wow.
Whoa.
And then that's the woman whose restaurant I went to.
The restaurant. Of course. Okay, yeah. I guess Guatemala and El Salvador have like no shade. They have great soccer teams, but Brazil is a little bit bigger of a deal. Yeah. Do you feel that a lot of... I mean, I'm curious. Obviously, like... international and national pride in other... I'm a big soccer fan, so I'm always... It's weird as an American because it's hard to have national pride about anything.
Totally.
I will say with like the women's soccer team, there is some semblance of like, okay, we're rooting for something that's like kind of good because it's women, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm always interested with like... I don't know. There's so much national pride with like so many nations who support their soccer teams, but I'd be curious of like smaller nations who maybe don't have a chance if they have any like secondary team that they like or if that would be like crossing these boundaries of like... I don't know. They're sort of a cultural nationalism or whatever.
My dad roots for every team except Guatemala.
Okay, so for him, it's he's crossing the boundary.
Yeah, for him, he's like fuck Guatemala. I want the team that's winning, which is so funny.
Fair enough. I mean, yeah. It is more Guatemala fun when your team's winning.
No, Guatemala's great.
They're just small.
But yeah. everyone wants to go there now, which is crazy to me because El Salvador has been ridden by like a lot of crime and just like political unrest for years.
Yeah.
And today, no, not today, this year, last year. When did time... My brain just turned off for a second there. My hairstylist said, oh, yeah, I went to El Salvador, and it was great. And I'm like, why? Because, like, people have never wanted to go to El Salvador before until, like, just, like, this past, like, year or so because, like, now it's, like, a huge surfing country.
Yeah. Because I know Costa Rica's got big surfing. I don't know why I looked at you like you're the surfing expert.
As a Costa Rican native.
I saw Rocket Power, and I saw that movie where that girl's arm goes, and she was a surfer.
Oh,
remember that?
And you know what? She's transphobic.
I believe it. I feel like I knew that she was
she's transphobic?
Yes, the girl who got her arm chopped off. I don't know. I guess I shouldn't keep
like,
doing
girl,
that.
Girl, if you could just embrace the community, they could really fix
it. Literally,
your
it's like we're all trying to build body parts over here, girl. Come on.
Bethany something.
The tide, rising tides.
Frankel.
Yeah, I was
rising tides lift all boats until we're all free.
And surfboards.
Girls who were attacked by sharks are not free either.
Yeah.
My girl's
Bethany
kidding.
Hamill?
That feels cracked.
Right?
Then I was worried I dragged the wrong person, but I think that's
no, it's
right.
Bethany something for sure.
Bethany Hamill. Fuck Bethany Hamill.
Unless that's not who we're talking about.
Sorry.
In which
sorry,
case,
girl.
We're sorry
so
to all the
sorry
Bethany Hamill.
Well, you're going to have to put out a sorry disclaimer in front of every episode,
yeah,
I think.
I know. Well, it already says explicit content. Totally I always true. Check that box.
Sorry, just like circle back for a second. But one thing I will not be sorry about, just like in terms of apologizing, is the hate that I have for Tate McRae. Sorry.
You're so neurotypical that you're able to bring it back.
Yeah.
You do not have a mental problem.
Yeah.
The way that you're able to bring this back is incredible. Whenever someone brings it back, I'm like,
can I be honest? I was pinching this part of my jean for like 2 minutes because I was like,
To remember. Yeah.
I
fully forget things all the time. It's so hard in the podcast. We have so much to talk about.
Totally.
Yeah. I this is no shade to Tate. I hope she's doing her thing, and you know, she seems like she's doesn't need our support. She's a great success. But I feel like it's got to be a hard time to be like sort of a new pop girl this year, because it was just such a big year for pop in general.
Yeah.
It feels
yeah.
like it was a hard... I mean, she made a splash. Obviously, people know who she is, but...
What's interesting is I feel like she's a pop... She like her crowds at Lollapalooza in Chile and Argentina were crazy.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. She's like... she really... People like ride for her.
Not to poo-poo like what I thought of her, but I literally thought there would be like 20 people in the crowd.
No, like, her listenership is on par with like she's probably got like 50 million monthly. I don't know if that matters. Like what? Like because what does that even mean? But like I put that she's probably on par with like a Gracie Abrams. Not to like
at least
she's also kind of wacky, Gracie Abrams. But like yeah, yeah, like a Gracie like she's up there. I feel like she is kind of now grouped right now with like Olivia Rodrigo, who's more advanced
for sure.
But like she's kind of like moving it there. Her, she's a good live performer. Does she sing the whole time? Totally no. Fascinating.
But she can dance.
But she can dance. Singing.
It's very interesting. She's like, she's singing her song. And then you, because like even when she stops, she's still singing on the recording, but it's not lip syncing because she's like not always on. Does that make sense?
That completely makes sense.
Yeah. It's very, so she'll just be like, and it's like, no, we want to hear you. It's like, we're here to hear you.
And all the people in Chile are singing back.
They all, yeah, they call her. They love her. She's wow. like all these fans.
Fascinating.
She, okay, so there's
Tate McRae could not be a more like, like white American Canadian.
I literally Googled it to be like, what does this stand for? And it's like, no, it stands for Tate.
Like her full name is Tate.
Yeah.
No, like
they
Shannon.
Call her Tatiana in one of the countries. And she's like, what are you screaming? See, I'm way too online.
That, I love that you know like what one country refers to her. That's yeah. awesome.
Tatiana. And she's like, you're screaming Tatiana? That's so cute. And it's like, okay.
That is like a classic white woman line. She's like, I love that.
She is good for gay people, but she doesn't ever talk about trans rights. I Googled it.
Okay, wow. So very that. There's this gay guy who like, I'm not going to say that I really don't like. I think there's part of me that he annoys me, but also that I'm just like wildly jealous of him. No, I went to college with him.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So he's like in the past, but now too much in the present. I went to Northwestern.
How'd he do on University Island?
Oh my God. He was on it. I think he went home in the middle.
Okay. Cool.
Like, cause I was like, I have a relationship with him, but not like the best relationship with him.
Sure. Sure.
Anyway, he like posts on his story all the time about like how much he loves Tate McRae. And he like does like calls to action with his friends to like get them to go to her concerts. And I'm just like, this is so confusing. Like how you like are ride or die for this girl who to me is nobody. Okay. Sorry.
No. I know this 33-year-old gay guy, which we all think is really old. And he paid a ton of money to go see Tate McRae. And he's like, stands her. He's like obsessed with her. And he works at, I'm not going to say, but like, he's like obsessed with her. And it is the, she has captured a certain gay attention.
I'm amazed. I mean, obviously. It's not a zero sum game. We can listen to so many artists,
can't
but it's
to
like
Google zero sum game. Connor, if you're listening, Google zero sum game.
Bez, you're somewhere in the future. You're at the gym. Zero sum game. I'll tell you right now. You don't have to. You don't even have to Google it. Keep listening,
that's
Connor.
Nice.
Zero sum game just means that only one of us can win.
Oh, totally.
But it's not a zero sum game. Meaning everybody can win. Meaning that it's not that like. There's a finite amount of resources.
I think
to win.
Any world where queer people sell TV shows is a world where more queer people will sell TV shows.
Exactly. It's not a zero-sum game.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so my point being, but what I brought that up was, is like, it's fascinating to me, the sort of, there's like always these new, like, pockets of gay men who pop up as like these stan bases.
Mm. Yes.
It's like, I mean, obviously I knew Charlie was big, but like, obviously this summer it took over and like Brat was everywhere. And there was all these gay guys who were so into that, which great, of course, like she's great. And then there's all these, like, I'm sure there's like some combinations, but like between like the Eras Tour and Beyonce's Renaissance Tour and then Brat Summer, I'm like, there are so many different pockets of gay men. And now apparently Tate McRae's got
my point. Exactly. It's like the, what's it called? The departments in the Hunger Games. What do they call them?
Oh, I thought you were saying,
what are her fans called? And the answer is Tater Tots.
Are you joking?
That's kind
of
cute.
That makes me want to jump out of this window right now. I fucking hate that. Grow up. You're not a fucking child. You're not a small potato. You're a grown ass adult.
One of her songs I literally love, but no one else likes it. It's called Siren Sounds. I think it's amazing.
Siren Town?
Siren Sounds.
Oh.
We'll keep dancing to the siren sounds. It's about being in love, and it's like kind of, it's actually kind of the same premise as Slow Dancing in a Burning Room, to be honest, which is by John Mayer. But like, it's like that, but like EDM, because they're like dancing in a burning house.
Totally.
She's like, she loves this, she misses the feeling of smoke in her lungs. It's like, like kind of the whole vibe.
Same.
All right. God, she actually, maybe I love her.
Tater Tots, if you're listening, we're sorry if we've offended you, but not really.
We are sorry to the Tater Tots. You're good. You're good.
Yes.
But what the last
thing, if you're listening.
You're good.
Get back up. You're okay. You walk it off.
Yeah. I just got a feeling, you know, like if you meet somebody who's like we talked about this before, like a really big Julian Baker fan, you're like, check in on your friend, right? That's somebody who's going through it. If you're a Tater Tot, I don't think you've got a lot going on.
Teach that person to read.
I wish I could like participate in stan culture, but I'm not like going to be like, Charlie X, I'll take a bullet for you.
Yeah.
Can I say something really crazy? And it actually comes back to our talk with Gibson Johns, who is a pop culture writer. And we talked to him about The Real Housewives. And I have this theory that like gay men spend most of their buying power in terms of like media consumption on messy's not the right word, on just like women, but like we won't spend it on gay guys, so then we don't have gay pop stars and we don't have like gay guy TV shows.
Other than Troye Sivan, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it's like literally Troye Sivan. That's literally it. That's Adam kind of Lambert, it. I guess. Like, I like him.
Yeah, I mean, Adam Lambert kind of, I feel like he sort of did his own thing. Like, he went somewhere else with it. Like, obviously, he's such an unbridled, like, vocalist. Like, it's just impressive. But, like, he was, like, wasn't he singing with, like, Queen or something?
I believe
Oh, my God, yeah.
He was, like, which is so amazing. I mean, like, to be, like, what an honor to be, like, tapped into, like, that band.
He's so
it's crazy.
Everything to me.
Yeah. And he's doing cabaret now, isn't he?
There's something fun that's, like,
probably done now.
Now it's Orville Peck.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
That's so good, bad, or middle?
I think that's middle for me.
Okay.
Is he doing it with the mask on?
That's a good question. Because I actually don't know.
Don't people not really know what he looks like?
If you Google, you can find.
Okay.
And he kind of just looks like he works at a tattoo shop in Bushwick.
For
like,
sure. Yeah. Mm-mm. Damn, that's kind of random.
Would you consider Orville Peck a gay pop, but not pop country?
He's a country. Is he from gay? South Africa.
I believe gay. Gay?
Yeah.
Really?
Gay. Yeah. Mm. He's not even like from like a southern.
So we have
country.
One gay guy and then he has to wear a mask. State. Like,
yeah. Okay. This is a call to action to the Gator Tots.
The Gator Tots.
We need more gay.
It's like an employee resource group.
You literally need to find a gay pop star to support. Okay.
Is there a movie where it's like a DEI based pop star? They're like, we actually do need a gay guy on this label. And he's like, okay. And then it's just like,
wait, that's actually Brill. He's like,
okay, so do we write this?
Sure. Yeah.
Go team. This is our O'Mary.
Yes.
This is our O'Mary.
Instead of cabaret, it's a gay pop icon.
That could be so interesting. I'm going to the studio.
Wait, and it's called The Drop. Because, like, you know how music drops?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Music drop, yes. Or, like, industry plant.
Or, like...
Oh, I kind of love that more.
Topping the charts.
I like both.
Topping the charts. Whoa.
Yes.
Bottoming
yes.
the charts.
Yes.
Versing the charts. That can be the merch we make for all the different people that come.
Parker Posey is the manager and she's not having it.
Paperno.
Party Girl 1995.
Great movie.
I know.
I've never seen that.
Great movie.
But I keep
you should watch it. It's
you
on
should
a
watch
thing.
It.
It's on a thing.
It's on a thing.
Max.
It's on Max.
Okay, it's beautiful.
It's
beautiful.
On Max. She was just on. Wait, I'm rewatching Will and Grace. Have you ever watched Will and Grace?
I've seen some episodes.
Okay, I like Friends better, but I am rewatching Will and Grace, and I don't know.
To watch Will and Grace.
Okay, it's never too late to watch Will and Grace. And here's what I always get annoyed at is everyone's like, not all gay guys are like Jack, like blah blah blah. And it's like, a lot of you are. A lot of you fucking are. A lot
but
of you are.
Many are, and that's just and you know but, what I but I, to be real about that though, what pisses me off when people say stuff like that. Because it is true, and I understand. So not everybody is. But also, it's like, and would it be so bad if we were?
Right.
You know what I mean?
As me, it's like, what am I supposed to think of that?
Visibility matters.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. Like, some, you know, when, you know, oh, it doesn't have to be, oh, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what? I hate when, like, the argument comes from a place that feels like it's like, at the root of this, what you're saying is being gay is bad.
Yeah, it's
or
like,
or something we should be ashamed
femphobic
of.
Femphobic.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, and it's like, what if being really gay was a good thing?
I know.
You know?
Which is funny because remember that guy commented on my video and it's like, I hate when feminine gay guys are told something is gay and you're like, why aren't you like, that's amazing? And it's like, actually, we do agree with you. We just think that
why
you miss
say the- feminine? Just
like, one, why feminine? And two, you missed the point of this joke about me as a child is what we're saying.
For sure.
Wait, but I just want to know, what do you feel like is a boys club that you're not a part of?
You just asked
that
one.
Oh, what?
You think
good wait. Job. What do you feel like is a boys club that you are a part of?
Ding, and this island is wait, is Tibet an island? Yeah.
Oh no, I don't think so.
Let's
Tibet is where Mount Everest is.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
We were quiet for the first time since we started recording.
That's crazy.
As so we take that one.
But a boys club that I am a part of, I I was like trying to figure this out. I think my answer is this. Gays who go to the gym.
Hell yeah.
And here's the thing. It's like, because like sometimes I'm like, oh, I sound douchey when I talk about this. But then I'm like, actually.
It's subversive.
It's subversive when you think about it.
Yeah. As a gay man in the hyper-masculine space, it is. It is subversive. I will say, in this city, there are certain gyms that are gay meccas. So it's less subversive there, I think.
Totally.
Certain gyms, and there are 55 of the one. There's like 55 Equinoxes here.
Yeah, true.
They're like untouchable. They're owned by just like a billionaire Trumper who just like owns all the Equinoxes.
Is that true?
Yeah, and they
He's
own
got gay men in the palm of his hand.
Yeah.
Or was that guy who like collects the stones and then when he snaps, he...
Oh, yes.
Thanos.
Yes,
maybe
exactly.
Maybe not owned by him, but he's like a major investor.
Otter, twink, daddy, all gay men.
Wait, what gym do you go to? Don't say it on the microphone. Totally. Thank you for saying that.
That is subversive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Crunch because it is the most comfortably middle-class gym in the world, of which I identify with.
Yeah. Is it like super packed? Like, do you feel like it's a...
Every single comedian within the Crown Heights area goes to that gym.
No, I literally know what... Everyone goes to that gym.
Yeah.
There's two on that street.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, actually, everyone I know goes, the one you're talking about. I loved someone
that went there. You loved someone who went there? Thank you so much. Oh, wait, sorry for saying that in the mic.
Yes. No, it's okay.
He knows.
You know, the way you said that, you could have either loved someone... No, you love someone who went there. You could have either loved them or you could have loved someone who's... Or you could still love someone who used to go there.
All of it, I think.
Oh.
No.
I once fell in love at the gym, but like not actually fell in love, more like fell in lust with this guy. Yeah. Actually, like every time... Like
That's the danger of the gym.
I'm an equal opportunist, like, whore. Like, I love everyone. But yeah. there's like a specific type of guy where I'm like, okay, if it looks like you like have eaten like... 6 Big Macs like for every meal and you have red hair, I'm like
yeah. So are you like into like did you ever see Game of Thrones, the guy that played like the big like
the dragon?
You know, the big scaly fella who would breathe fire. No,
I love a scale.
Really tall guy who has like big red hair and he's like thick.
I haven't seen Game of Thrones, but if I saw him, like, I would be like, yes, sign me up.
I think you're exactly your type.
That's him. He looked like, and he went to the gym, and I eventually was like, we were changing next to each other at the gym, and I was like, hey, love your ponytail. I literally just could not think of anything. He's like, thanks. We started chatting. We went on a couple dates and then like started hooking up, and I was like, this is gonna be the best thing ever. It ended so catastrophically, but I like,
why
do you run into him at the gym?
I don't, because he moved to Montana.
Oh, thank fuck.
What is
bye,
that?
Bitch.
Why
did he do that?
Now, where's that on a map?
Actually crazy. So he changed his Instagram to a business profile, and I was feeling chaotic one night, and I messaged this like contact vendor or whatever on Instagram. So I copied the number and sent it to my text messages because I deleted his number, like in a fit of rage.
Of course.
But I wanted to recontact him, and I was like, hey, it's Edson. He goes, hi, why are you texting me? It was tragic.
That is
tragic. Wait, what kind of business?
He sells furniture.
Now, why is he in Montana? There's some bison that need a chair.
What I don't understand about that is like most people in New York really couldn't go anywhere else. And like if you can go to Montana, do it.
Yeah. What's crazy to me is like he moved to like a state that is just dirt and farms.
Yeah.
Like that's like their main like
that's
thing.
Where the show was. It was called Caitlin's Way, and it was this girl who was from the wrong side of the tracks.
Was that on Discovery Kids?
No, but did you watch Endurance?
Connor,
when you said Galapagos Island,
wait, hold on. I'm so
remember
sorry.
Remember their prize was a trip to the Galapagos Island.
Yes, that's why I said Galapagos
Island. Competing for a trip to the Galapagos Island.
Do you remember the gay guy?
It's like you're already in Hawaii. Wait,
the gay guy
Monroe with Brianna, the yellow
Connor,
team from Hawaii.
Okay, so I posted about my solo show on my LinkedIn because I just wanted more butts and seats.
Totally.
Hashtag always use your channels. But someone named Monroe liked the post, and I went, "What are the odds?" I clicked his profile. It was Monroe from Endurance.
Is he whose age is he?
I'm gonna look it up right now. I'm literally going on LinkedIn. I do not care. I don't care if this is an interruption.
We're here for it.
I'll tell you, sorry Monroe, if you were listening.
Monroe was like obviously not out at the time. Like they were literally children playing Survivor, but you were like in a duo.
How old?
Like
he was like, yeah, he was like 12 maybe.
Remember Lindy? She's a Trumper,
I bet.
I love
that we're referring to him as a gay guy from the show. He was fully 11.
He works, I can't say this out loud.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He lives in the Midwest now.
Wait, can you show me?
I generalized. Yeah, okay, here you go. I miss him. Monroe, if you ever like...
Oh, I'm in love with him.
Oh my God.
He's so handsome.
Isn't that crazy?
You're so handsome. Why do you live there? No offense. Sorry.
Anytime you're into a guy like this, I'm so confused. If you lined up all the most boring faced white guys in a frat for Connor, he would literally.
Bring a towel.
There's something that happens to gay men in this country who don't come out until after they form their taste, I think, in a time where they're surrounded by this.
Well, that's why you have to be like. Because oftentimes those guys have the weirdest coming out story. Not weird. Saddest coming out story.
Yeah.
Your parents are mad. That's so weird.
The strangest, grossest coming out story. They make me want to barf every time I listen to them.
Yeah. Well, okay. So this guy, he looks like he's pretty straight passing.
It's the best
here's
thing
the, here's
be.
The crazy thing. That I'm just going to...
I'm kidding.
I'm going to take a step back for a second, which is that he very well could be straight.
Okay.
But it...
You said the gay guy from Endurance. There were at least 5 seasons. I know exactly you're talking about Monroe from the Yellow Team with Brianna in season 3 Hawaii. Okay,
wow.
Because he'd be like Brianna, and then she did not want to be with him.
Do you remember that episode
like
where
she
they
was
won
such a walk in the park?
Where they won, and he was like screaming and hit a decibel that is not like conscionable for another human being.
That was representation. It was really important to everybody.
It really was important. That's you have
the
to watch this show.
So loud, the birds in the Galapagos.
The show was quite interesting. Like they
so
would send
Survivor style challenge,
but for kids.
But okay. You were eliminated
on Discovery Kids
because of rock,
paper, scissors. But it was earth, water, fire.
Yes. So you would do these challenges and then play rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah. Well, if you won the challenge, you got to send 2 teams to the temple, and then they would play. They would write it down. And remember, they try to be like, what should we do? Like, what should we go with? And it's like, yo, it's a game of chance.
But they're always whispering. They're like, what should we choose? Should we choose fire? Should we choose fire? No, they're going to choose fire. We should choose water. And then there's like a pencil made out of a log, and they're just like writing it down.
God.
But here's what I'm going to say. That conversation is not so different than like, who do you think's a traitor? I don't know, Jill. She's a person. Let's go. Like, that's so different.
Literally.
Than
I don't know.
I had an endurance themed birthday party. This is a hilarious story. When I was maybe like 10, I had a endurance themed birthday party. So I had challenges. There was like a host and everything who we like hired
that's
from
crazy.
Like South Central LA. He was
I
great.
Love that.
But the funniest part was like kids were competing and the parents were like, we're watching the kids.
What if you were eliminated early on your own birthday?
I made sure that didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. I mean, nobody's coming over to host a kid's birthday party who doesn't know how to.
Right. I won through a game of Chubby Bunny, which was amazing. Have you played Chubby Bunny?
No.
It's when you put marshmallows in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you were a Chubby Bunny.
We did.
You asked me that question in such a crazy way. You're like, you're kind of weird. You like Chubby Bunny.
Connor, so you're aware of Chubby Bunny, correct?
You asked it like, you don't eat meat, right?
Like, you had a weird childhood, I feel like.
Yeah. So you're in therapy, right? You don't talk to your dad anymore, do you?
But the best part about it was like the parents, like while they were kind of just like liaising and like, you know, walking around, my dad was making carne asada in the grill. And there was like a literal line of the parents like going to get this meat from my dad. And I overheard the parents talking. They're like, we've never had this. What is this delicious food? And I'm like, it's literally steak.
You're literally in LA. Like, go get tacos anywhere. Like,
literally,
yeah.
they're like, this is the best thing I've ever eaten.
Wait, did you have a partner in the game?
No, you can meet an individual. Individually.
It's a hard word to say. Sink or swim at Edson's 10th birthday.
Yeah. It's kind of like,
I wonder why they did these boy-girl teams. Discovery Kids, wake up. They did these boy-girl teams, and then they, yeah.
And there's like a they-them team. It's every color.
Our first ever they-them team.
Remember the hot girl, Keelan?
Yes.
She was so pretty. She's 11. But I was like 7, so it was like totally cool. So it's crush on her.
And fully straight. Like,
my dream was to be on that show.
Yeah, of course. But like, you aged out so early.
I know. And it's like, who are these kids that are getting on these shows? You think it's like child actors, or is it like...
I think it was like regular kids.
Yeah?
Like, it was crazy because it was just like the most random assortment of children.
Yeah.
But some of them were like the worst people you've ever seen in your life. I'm like, how have you not like been arrested?
Yeah.
And then the other half would be like, I like books.
So also, what a liability.
What?
You're like, no, to do right, children's TV is such a liability.
Are the parents
like, you
got to
be working with puppets if you want to do children's TV. Completely. That is it. But I, because I'm like, who in their right mind is sending their child to be on a television show in Hawaii? Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah. Well, they had that one show.
Tehachapi. Remember that season? Tehachapi.
Was that four?
It was four.
I don't remember who was on it, though.
And it was Erica, that the girl on the red team who like beat everyone in like the plank challenge.
I feel like I fell off. I got busy. I joined Cubs Balance.
You got busy. You turned 12.
I was like, I'm done with this. Because I remember that they would have that show with that ginger on. I don't know. I have nothing else to say about this. Wait, I feel so connected to you. But not in a weird way.
No, in a beautiful way.
In a beautiful way. I thought I was the one viewer of that show. That's all I'll say.
I used to play this game on DiscoveryKids.com. They had like little games. You could play like computer games. Remember when there were all those sites where they would have like little computer games?
Lilo and Stitch, Making Your Own Experiments, Stacking the
Sandwiches. Yeah.
Teen Titans on Cartoon Network.
Yes, they had all those like games and stuff. But there was a Discovery Kids one where you would make like a tube basically for this little, like it was like one of those games where you're like, you're trying to get the ball from one end to the other and you kind of like make the path for it.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, that's all I have to say about Discovery Kids. was that interesting? Do you guys like that?
Wait, but speaking of the gym, we are three gorgeous queer people that go to the gym. So I think that's kind of interesting. And I do agree that makes kind of make it, it does make it subversive. And it also is why I'm always screaming at people.
I almost got in a fight with a man at the gym yesterday.
Why?
Me too, today, twice.
Because, okay, not really, but I was leaving the gym. Okay, so for context, one time this guy, I forgot to rack my weights. This guy was right. I forgot to rack my weights on the little curl machine. I go to a gym that is pretty sparsely attended, at least for that. And also, like, I have a irregular schedule, so I can go during the middle of the day. So totally. It's also, like, pretty chill in there. I forgot to put my, forgot to rack my weights, went downstairs. This guy comes down, who I've never seen before. Uh-huh. And I know I've never seen him because he brought his own towel that had, like, some weird print on it that he was, like, putting on the bench, which, like, totally, do your thing, whatever. But I noticed him because of the towel. And so he comes down and he was like, I was like, what? And he was like, you didn't rack your weights. You didn't. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, man. Like, I'm just stretching. I'll go back up and do it right now. And then he was like, I've seen you before. You always do that, which is like not true. And I was like, I know you haven't because I've never seen you. Like,
no, you should be in fucking prison. I fucking hate him. No, I'm not even kidding. I fucking hate that guy.
He was being so rude. And I was just like, yeah, man, like, I'll be right back up. Thanks for letting me know. Like, all I could say was just like, thanks for telling me.
That's
like,
also
I don't
fucking
know
psychotic. That's not how you have an argument. You can't be like, oh, I've been really upset about this thing that you've been doing again and again. Like, no,
you don't
fuck
even
you.
Know who I am. I don't know you. Like, whatever. Anyway, I don't know if it was the same guy. Wow. I don't know if it was the same guy. But he looked similar. But I was leaving yesterday. It was raining yesterday, as you guys probably remember.
I thought you were recycling a story and bringing it back, but you were telling an old story
purpose. For context.
I was on ADS and.
For context. Thank you. This is good podcasting. No, but then yesterday it was raining and I have an umbrella that's just like fucked up so that like it'll like wrap and like close with the Velcro. But like as soon as I undo it, it opens up. It like doesn't have like a stop thing. So I accidentally opened it in the little cubicle between the doors on accident, obviously, and this guy was behind me, and so I pushed it out and I like was like, oh, I'm sorry, man, and then I immediately moved out of the way, like I wasn't like standing there for like several minutes or anything, and he goes, yeah, next time open it outside.
Oh, fuck you.
I like, would lose it.
Fuck you.
I was so close to being like thanks, like
wait,
what the
what's
fuck?
Our plan, what's
I was
the
so
plan
here? In my head I'm walking home being like, you fucking but I like didn't do anything in the moment.
No,
of course,
this isn't finished.
But
what's gonna happen?
Well, next
this?
Time I'm at the gym and he says something to me, I'm going off.
No, we need to practice. I really want this to. I really feel unresolved here, and I'm upset about it.
Yeah, like, no need to like practice argument in your head. Practice it.
I know. I really. I was so close to being like, oh, is that how an umbrella works?
Wait, what if you did?
It's pretty good,
what
right?
What you should do is go.
Honestly, I do that to the kids all the time at practice.
I think that's what you should. I think you go. Like,
anytime
wah.
The kids are being like, they're like, "Oh, we wore pennies yesterday." I go, "Oh, wah," and then they're like, "What?" Like, I just don't care.
No, I think that's so funny.
But I should use that against adults.
I
too.
Think that's exactly the response to this. You go, "Wah." Bye, loser. Because what I would do is I'd be like, "I fucking hate you," and then it'd be like, "You've gone too far. You've gone too far." And you just are like, wah.
Connor stabs him with the umbrella.
Yeah, you're like, fuck you.
He can't respond to you being like, there's no way to respond to that. Like, there's
I
no,
know.
It's kind of like, hey, Arnold being like, you wouldn't fight a crazy person.
Literally,
like,
literally. So
yeah.
It like kind of like holds up a mirror to him and be
I know.
Like, this is you.
It's like you're being a really big baby.
You,
right
sit,
now.
You sit him down, you're like, let's talk about what's going on with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, literally. Let's talk.
Do you need my therapist number?
Literally. I know a good therapist if you're looking.
I hate this
person. That happened to me, like a similar story where like I was, well, here's my actual biggest fear, which is like, asking people how many sets they have left on a machine, but I'm like, if you've been there for 20 minutes,
yeah,
or like,
you would hate me at the gym.
Connor's camping out. Connor's making nails.
Two men. They didn't. I didn't really fight with them. They fought with each other. Tell your story because that's related to this.
But I'm like, but I'm gonna be so like adorable about it. We're like, hi, sorry.
Yeah.
How many more sets do you have left? And then the guy was like, I'm done. Rude ass. And like walked up from the leg press machine, and I actually went
rude
like,
ass.
I was like, what am I supposed to say to that?
That's an
like, do I follow person. Him and like that tell like tell him off?
Nuts.
It was so nuts. Out loud, full chest. And
first
I was like,
of all, if you're some, it's like, okay, jackass, this guy. Like, if you're such a big guy at the gym every day, you know that's how people talk to each other. And they ask these kinds of things. That's a very normal gym question.
My response to this is my same response to that man who was, when someone was yelling on the subway, got up and said, I don't have time for this today. And it's like, you can't respond to all stimulus in this way. Like, that's kind of going to be like a normal part of the subway. And this is a normal part of the gym.
Literally. He's like ruining just like the rain coming down from the cloud. Like, he's like, rude ass.
Literally.
It's like every time someone comes up to you, you like have a weird outburst. Like, that's crazy.
That's not right. That's not right at all. No, literally, I was telling him last week that I was on the subway and somebody was having a, you know, giving us a dissertation on their thoughts that we were not asking for.
Absolutely.
And this gay guy gets up and goes, I don't have time for this today. And just walks off. I'm like, yeah, because the rest of us have time for this. The rest of us are just taking this because
he's
we
like,
have time.
He's like, I have to go to my job at Havas.
Literally. It's like, put your fucking headphones and listen to Tate McRae, you tater tot. Like,
yeah.
Christ.
But okay, so I was kind of rude to a woman and then I regretted it and then I almost apologized, but then I didn't apologize. But I walked up to a squat rack and then she runs over and she's like, oh, I was on this. I went to get something. And I looked at her. I said, did I tell you this?
Kind of, I think.
I said, how would I know that? How would I know that? And it's like, I am, and it's like, there's no thing here. Like, you're just running around wasting my time. I've already started to get stuff. You're wasting my time. Do you think my time's valueless? I didn't say any of that. I just thought about
it.
That's why I was rude. But then it's like, don't be rude to this woman. Your allies here. Your allies at this gym.
Mm-hmm.
But then today, this like one man was like posted up on a machine next to me, waiting for me to be done the leg extension machine, which I respect. And then this other man who's like always at the gym, he was like, how many more sets do you have? And I was like, I actually am on my last one. I didn't realize this other man was waiting. So then I was like, okay, I'm leaving. And then I was like, oh, you're waiting for this? Sorry, I told him he could have it, but it's whatever, bye. And then I saw them get into it as I was walking away. And it's like two straight guys go into it and a gay guy just like, like, bye, boys.
See two straight guys fighting and then Connor just getting off the leg press.
And
that's
then they're
so
like, wait,
funny.
We're going to kiss.
Yeah, wow, look what you did.
Here's what I'll say. Like, I know this is drama. And this
you
is
want
like,
them both to date you. They end up dating each other.
I know, literally sucks. Literally. One, I would date at least one of them. But here's the thing. It's like, not to be like so negative on the gym, but like, I just feel like if the leg extension machine is taken, have you considered a pistol squat? Like, have you thought about like exploring other options?
Wow, yeah. I love you. That was actually the best thing you could have said because I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
Try something else.
Anytime somebody's like that, like you can't be so locked into a gym routine where like it'll throw your whole day off if you don't get to do the one machine. Like if you can't come up with an alternate for one of the machines.
Absolutely.
What I would say to you though is that I do think that you should normalize being able to be like, hey, like if you're going to be on this for 20 minutes, like my thing is like, that's fine, but let me know. Cause if you are, I'm just going to go do a pistol squat. But if you're kind of like done, then like, I'm going to go after you.
Ooh.
Girly pop.
I feel like there could be a good system. This is a call to action for people making gym equipment out there where there's like a set thing you could put on there and you could like almost like there's like a
like
screen
on
it
sign.
Kind of thing that's like, you know, it's in set 3 or whatever of 5. So people would know.
They'd be like,
why are
you doing 10 sets? And I'd say, well, I'm doing German volume training. Or I'd be like, well, I'm not dictated by
I
sets.
I can't even imagine
what
that means.
You know what makes me feel so cunty when I talk about the gym? Speaking of that, the word is supinated.
I don't even
soup
like oh like supine.
Is it supinated?
I think it's supine. Supinated grip. But I could be wrong. I'm a moron.
Because supine
like
deadlift is wait.
Like a supinated.
It's this way, right?
Yeah, it's this way. And a pronated grip is that way.
Whoa. Okay, I'm learning something new today.
If you're doing a barbell row with a supinated grip, it's kind of like lower leg.
Yeah.
Lower leg probably. Whereas like more like pronated, more like upper back.
Fuck.
Kind of more of a thick back, you know what I mean?
No, for sure.
Yeah.
We all go right back.
I went. Wait, gave myself
some guy. Some guy just came listening to this, and he drove his car off the road.
I am speaking of thick back. I like. Oh my god. I love taking nudes of myself. That's like something that like I advocate for. Everyone should be doing it more. But as I looked at my folder, I was like, this is the same photo 30 times.
Totally.
But
when you find your angle, you find your angle.
Yeah, and it's always on like my back. I'm always just kind of like, but my
but
phone.
Is there a storage issue? Keep going. It's
okay. But the best part is that like it's like because I always like kind of like flex my back when I'm doing it. But it's like me holding my phone like just like a delicate piece of candy. It's like it's always like in two fingers like this as I take the photo. So it's like just like my physique and then my hand just like going claw mode.
I think the back is like the sexiest part of the body. I'm actually prioritizing back right now. I'm doing
back like, is my favorite day.
It's the most important. Yeah, those are my favorite days.
Do you guys do pull-ups?
Yeah, yes. I'm bad at them.
Huge for back.
I do. I
I'm
use a band.
You got to do the band. Really? You got to just my thing with push-ups and pull-ups. And this is to any, especially our trans dude listeners out there or anybody. But I feel like there's a lot of trans dudes that are trying to get ripped and stuff. And it can be really daunting to go to the gym, especially when you're like early and you're not super strong yet, maybe. Push-ups and pull-ups are such great exercises for full body, like muscle, especially upper body. And they're so fucking hard. Do not be afraid to use a band or be on your knees to start out. And do that for as long as it takes.
I will also say this to add to that, which is that like I was so intimidated about the gym just because I'm like, well, I don't look like this person or like this person's intimidating or maybe I have to like do this thing.
That person's kids hate them. Screw them.
My thing is that like if you have to start light, or just start somewhere.
Yeah.
That's always my thing. To have like a moralistic point to this. Because it's like, just as long as you're like active and do something, like that's a win.
Totally, totally. And I think there's such a, it's for so many people, there's such a barrier going to the gym. And obviously I'm saying this with a lot of privilege as like a thin person who's like very active. But like, I think there's so much stigma for so many different people about going to the gym. And like, just being like getting yourself to the point of being like, I don't really give a fuck what anybody else here thinks of me. I'm going to do my pushups on my knees. I'm going to use my band. I'm going to do 5 pounds, like whatever it takes for you. Like you're on your own journey. Like don't worry about what anybody else is doing. My other hack is anytime I'm feeling a little, I pretend I'm like nursing an injury. If I'm like doing light weights, just being like, oh, almost so close to getting Magnafol weight with this shoulder. Like just like, so if you want to pull that out with a little eye that can, you know,
and unless you're
overcompensating,
if you're at my gym, and unless you're Betty Gilpin or Helena York, I have never heard of you. So like,
do they
I'm
go to
unimpressed.
Your gym?
Yes, and Jake Cornell. So I've heard of him, great. But he's not in my way, so it's okay.
Yeah, love him. Should we get to our last question?
What do you feel like is a boys' club that you are wanting to see in the world?
Wait, I have my notes here. Can I pull out my phone?
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
Absolutely. I
brought notes. Oop, jump scare. Monroe shirt. From Dendurance.
I have that shirt in black.
This one?
And I think also green. Yeah.
I found it at the thrift store. Do you guys wash your clothes after getting it at the thrift store?
Yeah.
Eventually, yeah.
I didn't. I liked it and I wanted to wear it today.
I think depends.
For this.
Yeah. If I was going to wear, I love the purple on you, by the way.
Thank you.
I think if I was going to, if I was really excited about a shirt and I didn't have time, I would. But generally speaking, I usually wash things.
This is like an ongoing issue because like people are always like, you have to wash your sheets when you get the room to Daria and you have to wash your cup, all of it. And it's just like, you don't have to.
You don't
like,
have to do anything.
You don't
really
have to do anything.
Think about it.
If you're willing to live with the lice from the Target store.
It's like, well, because the laundromat's so much cleaner. Like, they're like, okay.
They famously clean.
In theory, the hot water and the soap should do something.
I think the boys club that I want to see in the world is people who like going out for an hour then going home.
I love that.
I'm not boys club.
Let it be known, my gay guy friends do not invite me to any circuit parties. They do not invite me out, and it's not because they don't love me. It's because they know that I will be there for 30 minutes and then dip.
You should go to Animal. Okay, I'll go.
Wait,
let's go.
I'm so down.
Wait, we have to go to Animal. It's on my New Year's resolution list.
Okay,
go to Animal.
I've never been, but I'll go with you guys for an
hour.
It's
kind of like if a greenhouse were a club.
Okay.
Where is Animal?
It's on
Greenpoint.
Yeah,
really?
I think I have an opinion. Yes, I feel like it's between Greenpoint and Williamsburg.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. It's like it's literally under the BQE.
Is it near Veselka?
Oh,
do you know
wait.
That Veselka that's right there?
Yeah, it is near Veselka.
It's not the Exley.
No.
But the Exley's over that way too.
One time I really liked this guy that lived right next to the BQE and he lived in an underground apartment and I was like, I can't wake up here. And that's the end of the story. And he was really lovely and he was really interesting and handsome, but it's like, I just can't wake up here.
But like, I like going out. I don't drink. So I'm just like, why am I like subjecting
you don't?
Myself? Mm-mm.
Sober for, wait,
I've been
why?
Sober for 8 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I've been sober for 8 years.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I got sober when I was in college.
Do you feel like people don't believe you because you got sober so young?
Yeah.
I know. And it's like, what do you want me to relapse?
Literally. Like, it's my favorite. I'm like, my friends are like, do you want to come out with us? I'm like, oh, so you want me to drink? But yeah, I literally go. I'm like, why am I going to spend my hard earned American dollars on a club soda that costs $8.
Yeah.
No.
Bridget Foley has a great joke. Shout out, Bridget. Where she's like, I love mocktails because it says, you too, Bridget, can weigh $17.
I love that joke. It's so, like, it's so true.
And then she says this joke's like, I'm not sober from ambiance.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Bridge, get in here.
Come on, Bridge.
It's just like, I don't want to. I don't want to go out. Yeah. And, like, just like, and also, everyone's high. And mm-hmm. I don't want to like compete for attention.
It's not fun. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I'm not sober, but anytime I've been like actively in that moment sober around drunk or high people, it's so hard. I'm always really in awe of you, honestly, when we go out. No, seriously, when we go out and stuff, because you're always so willing to go and so like down to clown and hang out and like, you know, till you're ready to leave, which is like totally fair. But I'm like, it's amazing. I mean, obviously, I guess I should be able to have fun at these things, but there are just certain environments that a couple drinks or some drugs really help with.
Yeah, and you know? I'm like, and here's the thing, it's like, I love being out with friends and just like, you know, kikiing, doing the whole shebang, but then what I love is going home, washing my face, mm-hmm. using one of my Japanese face masks, I put on my AirPod Maxes, and I watch a playthrough of like an old Kirby game. Like, that's, like, my unwind.
Wow.
Like, that sounds like, I'm like, I saw my friends for 45 minutes, and now I can have some peace and quiet watching an old Nintendo game for 2 hours.
Like Animals, the kind of place where you can just go for a second and then leave?
Yeah, that's what I did when I went there for the
Everyone's
first time.
Talking about it.
About Animal?
Yeah.
Well, they have a sex room in the back.
Oh, I don't want to go to that part.
But it's, like, but it's also, like, but they said it's, like, a storage room for all the beers. So it's literally just, like, walls of...
Wait,
Bud
I was
lights.
Sex negative on the podcast by accident. Take out the. I have to go back. I'll go. I'll see it. I'll go and see what it's like.
Just a peek.
Yeah. Just a little, hey guys.
Yeah.
How are you?
Damn.
It's hard to be pre-famous because you're just like, I just can't be getting naked in all these random rooms.
This
for
is
sure.
This is the thing that like I'm nervous about, which is that like a bunch of random gay guys follow me. But if a random gay guy is hot, like, fine.
Mm-hmm.
You can see my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should stop doing that so frequently. But it's like,
it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough in the digital
era. I'm an easy
era.
Send.
It's a tough in the digital era. I mean, anybody like has jobs and
I think about
know.
Expiring photos all the time. I think it's the funniest concept. Do you know what that is?
Yes. But I don't utilize the feature.
You're anti-expiring photos.
I'm gonna anti-expiring photos. I'm just like
people
it's
get really
an extra
mad
button
about
that.
That
I don't want to
and then
do
I say
yeah.
they're like, why are you saying expiring? I say stranger danger. And then they're
I
like LOL.
Yeah, like, as they're like LMAO. You're so funny.
It's like why because I don't know you. Because yeah. you're a person I don't know on the internet.
You have no profile picture.
literally, do you know the number of times where someone will send you a literal cock and you're like, hey, do you have a Facebook? Like, it's just like, what if, and then they won't send that. They're like that.
Well, that tells you all you need to know.
I know. Send face. I want to see what your face looks like. I want to know who's going to be in my wedding photos.
Send your W-2. Send your GPA. Let me know what's going on there.
I know.
What's your hourly?
Yeah.
It's like an invoice.
Yeah. W-9s. I'm going to need to know what I'm working with. Yeah. 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 I also, I mean, as I don't know. There's certain times, I mean, I do like to go out and I like to have fun and there's, but I do find that my appetite for it, and this is maybe because we're in entertainment, we're out a lot at night anyway.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I find my appetite for staying out on like non-show nights is not super high anymore.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Because I want to like come home and rest. And I feel like it's like, I don't know. Like I definitely don't have the same stamina even like a couple years ago.
I like used to be like such a Red Bull girl, sugar free, of course. Like when I was going out when I was younger, rip. But like now I can't have it.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot have a Red Bull. Like literally
does it like make you think of it?
Yeah. And I'm just like, but also just two sips and I'm like literally about to have like a heart arrhythmia.
Totally.
It's crazy.
When I got sober, I would have two monsters every night. I just have those big monsters.
Literally.
I would go to the kangaroo. Remember the kangaroo? Mm-hmm. I'd go to the kangaroo and I'd buy all the monsters.
There's probably five kangaroo gas stations left.
Oh my God.
It's a gas station.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a reusable coffee mug that would get me cheap coffee every day I would go to. Never washed it.
It's
kind of gross.
That reminds me, like when I first got sober, I thought I was so edgy because I had like three like venti coffees from Starbucks like in the morning and also like a quarter of a pack of cigarettes like on my way to fucking algebra. It's like no one fucking understands me. Like,
wait,
so
you got
hard.
Sober in college because you were drinking too much?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I did too.
I had a disciplinary record.
Yeah, they were trying to kick my ass out.
Me
they
too.
Did. I had, and then you were like, "Well, how did you get out of it?
How did I get out of it?
You always fought for yourself. Same.
I went to, I wrote a fairly eloquent letter. No, I went to rehab for like 3 months. No, 2 months. And then when I got back, they were like,
Serena Vanderwoodson vibes.
Like, truly, what happened? And then they were like, sorry, I'm trying to piece together my thoughts. Basically, I went to rehab for two months, came back. My relationship fell apart, and then I was like, I can't do this anymore. It, like, really took that. But before that, there was, like, a whole series of, like, campus police arrests. Mm. I broke into a woman's apartment during I was a blackout drinker. So, like, I kind of just was, like, I woke up, and I was like, oop, what happened?
Yeah.
But it was, like, there was, like, so much stuff that actually kind of, like, went down. But the true thing that actually made me stop drinking was me throwing a drink in my ex's face.
Mm.
And truly for no reason other than, like, I was just mad.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not the person that I want to be in this world. So that really just kind of, like, woke me up in that way.
I don't know why I said honestly. I'm so impressed by both of you, because I feel like to get sober at such a young age is so impressive, and also in college is so impressive. Like, it's such a hard environment, I'm sure, to be sober in, and, like, the fact that you guys both were able to do that is, like, just, I don't know, it's really impressive.
My, why are you laughing? Starting to get sincere on Maine.
Yeah, literally. He's already give you a compliment today.
Yeah, no close friends.
They tried to kick my ass out, and I said, you can't, because you know why? Because I want to come back here and I want to start a sobriety support group to help the people that didn't have the support that I needed so desperately. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to make it alone. This is your fault. I've heard it on them. I always was a little, like,
Connor, I had a very, I really said something similar where I was like, I've, like, truly, truly, honestly said the very, very, very similar story. My favorite thing about it, I'm trying to remember, like, what exactly it was. The first time I got 30 days sober, and I went to, like, the Dean of Student Life office, and I basically knocked on their door, and I went, I've been 30 days sober, and I just turned around. They had nothing to say to me. I just wanted to let them know, and I'm like, I'm a different girl.
I love that you're such a regular attender that they automatically know who you are. They already know who you are.
They're like, oh, it was fucking homo again.
Yeah.
This is really negative. And I say this with so much love. That's in my whole sober community. But when I do hear people, like, throw out, like, pretty low numbers so publicly, I'm like, oh, no. Like, at SoulCycle, they'll be like, this is 84. And I'm like, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
We're really close to
you. You're about a cigarette. Joan Rivers, like, consumes. You're like, you're going to grow up fast, kid. Like, oh, give it 2 more years.
And be like, I'm worried we're going to have to call someone.
I know. I feel like the first year is probably the toughest, too. Like, it's like that. Like, when you're counting days still, that's, you know. You know, obviously, every day is amazing. But it's like, yeah, you're right. Maybe just
every day is amazing. Every day is a gift. My favorite story is my best friend and my roommate in college, because I still wanted to play beer pong, but, like, obviously I wasn't going to, like, drink any of it. So my best friend would drink the beer for me, but I would be playing the game.
Mm.
And I crushed. Like, I was so good at beer pong. But, like, there were so many nights where I, like, turn over to him and he's like,
oh, God, I'm sure. With, like, Bush Light or whatever they put in those fucking cups. So gnarly.
Where's he now?
He's in LA.
That's great.
Shout out.
Yeah. Shout out, Max. Miss you. He works at Jimmy Kimmel now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Shout out, Max. Get Jimmy on the pod.
Get Jimmy on the pod. Yeah.
You can come too, Max. We don't care. Oh, my God. Edson, thank you so much for doing the pod. This has been such a blast. This is such a fun episode.
This was so
funny.
Thank you for doing the podcast.
Yeah. Before we wrap, do you want to let the people know where they can find you and what else you got coming up?
Sure. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at Edson Mountain Egg Roll. Mountain like a big hill. Egg roll like a really good egg roll.
Yeah. That'll be tagged in the description of this episode below as well.
Come see Mod Night at UCB, my solo show, check out, which is all about my sobriety journey. We'll be coming back hopefully in the spring or summer, so stay tuned for that too.
Amazing. Yeah. And go check out a mod team. Our friend Julia Zen is also on that team, so they're both wonderful performers. You can catch us back here next week. I think that's it. All right, bye boys, love you.